A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Ancient Jedi Master Santa Claus has gone missing. The hero of the Resistance, Ray Lytle, has sent his two most loyal fighters, John and Tommy, to go find him. Meanwhile, Ray has no idea the evil Darth Vader is coming to kill him.
What's that sound? Is there someone there? Only you, Darth Vader, would be so evil as to try to kill me on Christmas!
It is time for you to die, Rebel Scum.
It's your last chance, Vader, to leave the dark side and join me in celebrating Christmas!
I refuse, Lytle.
Not so fast, Darth Vader.
That's right, big guy. The cavalry is here.
You guys saved me, but what about Master Claus? Did you find him?
You won't believe this, Ray. We found him and he told us the new Darth Vader is actually...
What the hell's going on in here?
Oh no, it's Marvin.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
I knew it! It was a Christmas special, and you guys didn't even invite me to be in it.
Cut, cut, cut! Who is this buffoon, and why is he interrupting my set?
I'm Marvin. Who in the hell are you supposed to be?
I'm George Lucas, and I'm directing this special.
Never heard of you.
How have you not heard of me? I'm a famous director. I created Star Wars.
Oh, well, whoop-dee-doo. I am not impressed, Tubby. Dr. Spock ain't nothing but a punk, and I'm pretty sure the Chinese guy flying the Enterprise is a puff, if you know what I mean.
That's Star Trek, you imbecile.
Shut up, Tommy Traitor.
That's it. We're out of here. Sorry, Ray, but I'm revoking my permission for you to do a Star Wars-themed Christmas special. I'm leaving, and I'm taking him with me. Vader, this way.
Congratulations, jackass. You did it again.
Then what?
Don't you see? For the second year in a row, you've ruined Christmas.
It's How the Marvin Ruined Christmas Again. Starring Ray Lytle and the members of the Fat Club, John Latessa and Tommy, with Barb Ferguson Fees, and featuring Marvin as Marvin, with special guests George Lucas, Darth Vader, Donald Trump, Caitlyn Jenner, and Pickett, with music by the Bullpit Philharmonic. And now, on with the show.
Marvin, what have you done?
All I know, once again, you guys are doing something that does not include me.
That's because we knew you would screw it up.
That's BS. Give me an example of me screwing up anything.
How about last year when you ruined Christmas?
What was so bad about last year?
Are you kidding me? You almost killed Santa by giving him Ebola, remember?
That was just a simple misunderstanding.
Yeah, well, this year's misunderstanding just cost us a director and a chance to star in what could have been the coolest Christmas special ever.
I'm sorry, the guys are right. This has got to be the final straw, Marvin.
What do you mean?
I mean, this is it. I think I got no choice but to have to ask you to leave.
Leave? I can't leave. This show will be nothing without me. You won't find anybody to replace me.
Are you kidding me? I've got Pickett on speed dial. Here, let me show you.
There's no way he'll come down on this late a notice.
Hello?
Hey, Pickett.
Oh, hi, John.
Yeah, I know it's kind of last minute, but could you come down and fill in Marvin's place on the show today? Pickett? Pickett? Huh, I think he hung up on me.
Hey, guys. I'm here.
Wow, that was fast.
And look, he's not hungover and smelling like cheap stripper perfume.
He's fast, I'll give him that, but what else can he do? Does he add anything to the show? Probably can't even sing or do an old bit.
I'm Pickett, the show replacement, filling in for Marv again. Just like when he's hungover or just can't get out of bed. All of the other members on the Fat Club are always here. Pickett, the show replacement, saves the day once again.
Well, that seals it for me. I vote for Pickett.
Me too. Hit the road, Marvin.
This can't be happening. I beg of you, Ray, give me another shot. I promise I won't screw it up again.
Is he reading from last year's script?
Shut up, Tommy. I mean it this time. You guys have to trust me. I know I messed up last year and again this year, but if you just give me another chance.
Don't do it, Ray. You fell for this last year, and he ended up losing all the Christmas toys for the orphanage. You remember that, don't you?
Marvin, these guys are right. Last year, I let you talk me into keeping you involved, and nothing good came out of it. Remember, you almost gave the world Ebola. I don't think I have any other choice but to have to ask you to leave.
If that's how you want it, I guess I got no choice but to just walk out this door and never to return.
Don't let it hit you on the ass.
Yep, I'm just walking towards the door. Won't be long till I'm outside and, yep, just walking out.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
Any second now, I'll be gone. Sure would be a shame if I was outside the door and Ray changed his mind.
He won't.
Yep, I'm outside right now. Just about out of earshot. If you need me to turn around and come back, you better speak up.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I'm going to shut the door.
Aw, come on, guys. That wasn't easy to kick him out.
Ray, did you say something, Ray? Do you need me to come back?
Funny, it took exactly as long as I thought it would.
Nobody said anything, Marvin, except goodbye. And this time I locked it.
And so our hero Marvin has been kicked off the show and sent into the cold after being told never to return. It seems the guys just can't trust him not to ruin Christmas, but knowing Marvin, he will still find a way.
Well, you really gone and did it this time, you big dummy Marvin. I told myself I wasn't going to screw up Christmas this year after last year's mess, and here I go doing it again. I guess gotta find a way to convince Ray to let me back on the show for the Christmas special. Maybe if I find a cool guest that would make the show super, he will let me back on the special. Let me think. Who can I get? Who can I get that would be a big enough star to make Ray forget how I screwed up? Maybe a big name actor or sports star. Oh, I've got just the person, but first I gotta head out to L.A.
Hello, who's there?
Hello, miss. My name is Marvin, and I'm looking for Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner.
I'm Caitlyn Jenner.
That's nice, Toots, but I'm looking for the man of the house.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking, sweet pants. I need you to find Bruce, you know, the guy on the Wheaties box.
I'm Caitlyn Jenner. I used to be Bruce.
Yeah, right. You with a big old set of knockers. You're Bruce Jenner, sure. And I'm the Queen of England.
You seem confused. Would you like to come in and maybe have a drink?
Yeah, sounds good, darling. And when we're inside, let's find Bruce. I need a big favor. He needs to help me save a Christmas special.
All right, handsome. Here's your drink.
Oh, this is good. What are we drinking here?
Oh, it's just some wine one of my neighbors sent over.
Well, it sure is tasty. Which neighbor sent it over?
It came from my neighbor, Bill Cosby. He has a place down the street. And you're right, this wine is delicious.
Ooh, I'm getting a little lightheaded. And I'm not going to lie, you're looking pretty good, Miss Caitlin.
You too, Marvin.
Do you mind if I put my arm around you?
Only if you promise not to stop with just your arm, you sexy beast.
Well, I do declare, Caitlin, this wine is making me a little frisky.
Oh, kiss me, you fool.
Caitlin, what's that thing in your panties?
Oh, come on, Big Marv. Loosen up a little.
You've got a...
Olympic gold medal?
No, you've got a...
Reality TV show?
No, you've got a...
Son-in-law named Kanye?
It's a Johnson.
Actually, he's a West.
No, I mean, I got a... I mean, I just touched a... Oh, my God, I'm just like a woman.
Oh, me too.
Oh, no, I'm getting lightheaded. This is stupid Bill Cosby wine. I feel like I'm passing out.
Don't worry, Marvin. Caitlin's going to take good care of you while you're out cold. I'm Caitlin.
Oh, no!
When we last left our hero, Marvin, he had been in Hollywood trying to find Bruce Jenner to be the celebrity guest on the Ray Lytle Show Christmas special. But instead, he ran into Caitlyn Jenner, who was in a particularly randy mood thanks to some wine that was a gift from Bill Cosby. Marvin has now woken up and snuck out of Caitlyn's bed and finds himself on the streets of Hollywood.
I feel so dirty. I didn't even know Bruce Jenner had a twin sister. Oh, well. I know what I have to do. I gotta find a way out of Hollywood and get back to the North Pole to see my buddy Santa Claus. He could fix this mess I'm in. Now I just have to find transportation to get there. Hey, what's all the commotion over there? There are banners and flags and people with misspelled signs. Excuse me, miss. What's going on over there?
It's the Donald Trump rally. He's going to make everything great again.
Really? He could make everything great, huh? I've got an idea. So let me ask you, lady, do you think he has access to a plane?
A plane? He has several private jets to fly him wherever he wants to go.
That's perfect. I think it's time for me to meet Mr. Trump.
And zip, zip, bing, bing, bang, boom, build the wall, kick out the Muslims. Obama was born in Kenya. I'm excellently awesome. And by God, we're going to say Merry Christmas. Good night, everybody.
This is a madhouse. I just have to get through the crowd here, and there he is. Excuse me, Mr. Trump. Do you have a second?
Listen, I'm very busy. I'm trying to make America great again.
I just need a minute of your time. First, is it true you got a real private plane and you can take it anywhere you want?
Listen to me. Not only do I have one, but I've got several, and they're the most fantabulous planes in the sky. Even better than that crappy Air Force One. In fact, it'll be a downgrade when I win. I'll have to fly in Air Force One. I'd rather fly in Trump Force One.
Really? Why, that's something. I was wondering, have you heard what's going on at the North Pole?
The North Pole? What's going on in the North Pole?
There's a man up there who has a bunch of followers that put together devices for him to bring to the USA, and he's planning on leaving them in the living rooms of homes all over the country.
What? Well, this sounds like something that needs to be stopped. Somebody call CNN. I have to make another extremely important, astonishing announcement. Then what's your name again?
I'm Marvin.
Then you and me, Marvin, we're going to fly to the North Pole.
Perfect. There's no way this could possibly go bad.
Meanwhile, back in Springfield.
I don't know, guys. I feel kind of bad about kicking Marvin out.
Don't beat yourself up over it, Ray. Trust me, we're a lot better off without him.
Yeah, and it smells better, too.
Yeah, but the thing with Marvin is he's always better off being around us. Remember, he does tend to get in trouble when he goes off on his own.
Don't be crazy, Ray. What trouble could he possibly get into?
Guys, there's some breaking news on the TV. Hey, Pickett, turn up the volume.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump has announced today that he has it on good authority that there are radical jihadists at the North Pole, and he's on his way there now to build a wall around it in order to trap the terrorists.
Oh no, this is terrible. How will Santa be able to leave if there's a wall built around the North Pole?
Who could have possibly put such a crazy idea in Trump's head?
Trump is currently traveling with this obese bald man who for some reason is wearing black cutoff sweatpants shorts in the winter.
Oh my God.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, I can't believe it. Marvin's ruined Christmas again.
How will Marvin get out of this one? What will happen next?
It is day 5 of the increase in tensions between the USA and the North Pole. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has said that he will not allow anyone from the North Pole to enter the USA. Meanwhile, as Trump and his team continue to build a wall around the pole, the elves have started their own movement.
Elf lives matter. Elf lives matter. Elf lives matter.
My name is Herbie the Elf, and on behalf of all the elves in the North Pole, we want Donald Trump to know that elf lives matter, and he is a racist.
Wow, this whole thing is getting crazy. All I wanted to do was get a free plane ride up to the North Pole, and now this Trump fella has made it so I can't even get in there to see my old buddy Santa. How do I fix this? Let me think.
Meanwhile, back in Springfield...
This is unbelievable. I can't believe that Marvin has caused an international incident with this North Pole business.
Well, I guess the good news is it can't get any worse, can it?
Yeah, it would take a complete and utter imbecile to escalate this thing any further.
But back at the North Pole...
I know what I'll do. I'll convince Mr. Trump that the elves aren't really building these toys and devices. They're more like the middlemen. I'll show him one of the gifts to prove to him that they're actually made in China.
And now, breaking news, Donald Trump has just threatened China.
Oh, no!
What has he done?
That idiot has us on the verge of World War III.
I've really got to fix this now. Hey, maybe I'll cool him off by pointing out that the Chinese actually shipped the toys here through Russia. Maybe that'll calm the whole thing down.
Donald Trump has done it again. This time he has blamed Russia for partnering with China in order to attack the United States. Vladimir Putin has responded by moving Russian troops into Europe.
Maybe that wasn't such a good idea after all. I know. Let me explain the whole thing to Trump about how Ray and John and Tommy need to put me on the Christmas show. I'll explain to him how last year they hooked up with Santa Claus after we accidentally brought Ebola into the United States. I'm sure Trump will understand.
After comments by Donald Trump that the United States now knows who the masterminds of the terrorist attacks are, radio talk show host Ray Lytle, along with John and Tommy, who Trump referred to as peons, are said to be surrounded by U.S. special agents in Springfield, Illinois.
What?
Oh my God, Ray, there's special agents everywhere.
I better open the door and try to explain how we didn't do anything. Hey guys, we...
We have good news, everyone. The three men responsible have just been killed in a shootout.
Oops.
Angered that he was not included in the Ray Lotto Show Christmas special, Marvin has inadvertently brought the globe to the brink of World War III.
Oh boy, I may have gotten myself in a bit of pickle this time. Let me see. I've got to find out a way to fix this whole mess. I know what the answer is. Santa Claus. It's always Santa Claus. If I can just get a message to him, then it can all work out. Let me see here. All I got to do is find a way to talk to my buddy Donald into flying his plane over the North Pole after I take this spray paint and put my phone number on the bottom of the plane so Santa will see it and call me. This is the smartest plan I've ever come up with.
Breaking news, World War III has begun. The Russians' decision to shoot down Trump Force One has led to American retaliation outside Alaska. On the same day the North Koreans launched an airstrike against South Korea, we have been warned that U.S. forces have retaliated against North Korea, which has forced the Chinese to launch against Hawaii, which, as you know, is our president's homeland, allegedly.
Several days later, as the entire world is at war, all communication has ceased. Nations have been obliterated. The dead outnumber the living. The world as we know it is within hours of no longer existing. Yet there is one man who is still alive. One man who is walking alone outside the perimeter of the North Pole Wall. One man, and he's wearing shorts.
What have I done? Am I responsible for all these people being dead? I think I may have single-handedly destroyed the Earth. All of it's gone. The news, the papers, the internet, even Netflix. Now I'll never know if they get off that stupid lost island. If there's only some way I could go back and fix it. But how? If only I knew someone with a time machine. What the? It's a flying phone booth, and it's just appearing out of the sky.
It is indeed an excellent idea that you need somebody with a time machine. If only I knew someone who had one. Oh wait, I do know someone, and it's me. May I introduce myself? You may call me the Doctor.
Who?
The Doctor.
Doctor who?
Made you say it.
What?
Oh, nothing. Seems like you've got yourself in a bit of a bind. May I ask where I am and what year this is?
Well, this is the United States in 2015.
Oh, Earth's darkest time. Trump hasn't said that stupid thing about the Muslims yet, has he?
Yep, that already happened.
Oh, then this must be around the same time that one obese jackass talks Trump into starting World War III.
Well, I don't know how obese he is.
So this is when the world ends unless we go back in time and fix it. I'll tell you what I'll do. It is Christmas, so I'm going to give you a wish. You can wish for anything, and I will make it come true. Perhaps you have a mistake or a regret you'd like to fix?
Yes, I do. I wish you would tell me how the TV series Lost ends.
Oh, for goodness sakes. They were in purgatory the whole time. Is there any other wish that you have?
Let me see. I can use some cold beer and chicken wings.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Just get in my time machine.
You mean the phone booth thingy?
It's not a thingy. It is a time machine.
A time machine? Good idea. We could go in the past before all the chicken wing places blow up.
Let's see here if my calculations are correct. If I take you back to the day you interrupted the Ray Lytle Show Christmas special and you decided to apologize instead of acting like a juvenile imbecile, none of this would have happened. Do you understand?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I'm trying to decide whether to have mild or medium flavored wings.
Just get in.
So Marvin and the Doctor go back to the past, where Ray, John, and Tommy are yelling at him for ruining the Star Wars-themed Christmas special.
I'm sorry, but this is the last straw, Marvin.
Ray, I'm sorry that I was a numbskull. I know my selfishness always leads to bad things, and in fact, one of these days I have to watch myself or I could start World War III. And you could end up dead.
Wow, what an egomaniac.
Can you believe this guy thinks he's that important?
Shut up, you peons. I'm sorry, guys. You're right. I will just sit here quietly in the corner while you guys finish the Christmas special without me. I will cheer you guys on rather than worry about my own airtime and fame.
Well, look at that. Marvin actually learned humility. It is a Christmas miracle. Come on over and join us, Marvin, as we wrap up the special.
Thanks, Ray. I really learned my lesson. I'm just going to put my hands in my pockets and, hey, what's this? Oh, look, it's Mr. Trump's business card with his phone number on it. I might have to give him a call later and warn him about the Queen's secret time machine. I'm sure nothing bad will come from me telling him that. Merry Christmas, everybody, and God bless us each and every one. Yeah, seriously, does anybody know how to get off that stupid island?